After Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayavol Horoim Vayigorshum, the shepherds came Vayigorshum, Vayokam Moshe Vayoshion Vayashke Seinam. Moshe here was the hero. He was a hero to the daughters of Yisrael, seven daughters. And Moshe comes, the shepherds come, and they drive Vayigorshum, they drive away his daughters. Okay, they drive them off. Vayokam Moshe comes, he rises up, Vayoshion, he saves them. He saves them, Vayoshion, he comes to their defense. In the English it says he comes to their defense. And Vayash, he gives to drink Esther, and then he gives to drink their sheep. So let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Vayigorashum b'pnei hanidui. Very interesting Rashi. Rashi says the reason why these shepherds drove away, they pushed away the daughters of Yisroel, is because Yisroel was in excommunication. This is what Rashi said yesterday. Yesterday says that in the previous pasuk Tezayin, Ulechohin Midyan, Rav Shebohad. Rashi learned that the word Kohen Elohim means the greatest one. Uparash Loi Me'avoy Dezara, and they separated from Avodah Zarah, and because Yisroel, he distanced himself from Avodah Zarah, he suffered the consequences. What was the suffering? The suffering was Vinidu Me'etzlam. He was excommunicated Me'etzlam from them. And it's very interesting. I was watching this video, a video of a guy. It's a real guy, and he said, like he said it in a very open, I never heard someone say it so good. Like a real guy. The whole thing is all a lot of the things that he says. A lot of middle pair. But I mean, I know from people in my family who are working very hard. And like he basically said that today, if you want to advance in American society right now, in this period of time that we're living in right now, you have to give up all of your morals. If you want to get a job, like what he's saying is very simple. I mean, it's very obvious, but like I never heard someone say it so well with such clarity. Like if you want to get a promotion. You want to get a promotion. If you're working in industry, you're working in a big law firm, you're working in the hospital, you're working in any like place, big place, and you want to get ahead, you want to get a promotion, you have to mamish. So true. I know people from my family. You have to demonstrate that you believe in all the garbage out there in the world. You have to go and become a transgender. You have to go and start using pronouns. You have to go and do something, meshuga, in order to advance in society. You cannot.
If not, you will get chastised. Like me here. He probably isn't allowed, like only for whites or only for blacks, whatever.
But it's more, so, if you want to get a promotion, you have to prove it. You have to prove that you are pro all of these crazy things, and many people are not, they don't believe in this, but they're willing to give up their morals, their values, in order to get a promotion. In order for me to get a promotion, to become a partner in a law firm, I have to now be makpid. Everyone should call me by my pronouns, and you should make up pronouns, they're not even true, in order to show, to bow down to the Avodah Zarah to get ahead. It's unbelievable. And the way that this is like a real prosper guy. Someone showed me again this like little video clip of how he said it. If you want to advance, I don't know what's going to be next year. Maybe how things will get better. But right now, you want to advance in society? You can't advance. You have to actually demonstrate, sacrifice yourself, sacrifice your morals, your values for this cause. That's how you'll be able, if you don't do that, you will not get a promotion in the corporate America. And certainly not, but not in the hospital. I know someone who works in the hospital, he's an administrator in the hospital. What's going on in the hospital is not to be believed. It's not to be believed what's going on in the hospitals. Who they hire. They're basically only allowed to hire, bring on to in every department only the craziest people, the people that are mamish sick people. That's who they have to hire. Otherwise, the government's not going to give money. The government, every hospital is desperate for government funding, and the government, they look at the books, who you have here, who are you hiring, and if you don't show that we have here these crazy sickos, then the government says, okay, so you're on your own, we're not going to give you funding for they need the billions of dollars for the Maimonides. Sonia works there, so it's going on, it's not to be believed. You have to sacrifice yourself for the cause. So here it's Mamish Nagim Dover. Here it is Lukud Midyan, Uparash Loy Meavoda Zara. I don't want a part of this. I don't want any part of this idol, this Avoda Zara. And what was the consequence? The consequence was Viniduhu Me'etzlam, he was excommunicated. He was no longer part of society. No one wanted to have anything to do with Yisro. Not only did they not want to have anything to do with Yisro, the whole family suffered. And that's why the next pasuk says, Vayavo harim vayigorishum, and the shepherds came and drove them away. Why, Rashi? The reason why they were driven away, the daughters, the family, mipnei hanidui. Because the whole family was excommunicated because they did not want to embrace the Avodah Zarah. Unbelievable. Vayakam Moshe vayoshin. Moshe rose up vayoshin. He saved them. Vayashka soinam Moshe again. Now, what does this say on the Targum? Targum on this pasuk says, okay, vaso raya ute rodunun. The shepherds came and they drove them away. Vekam Moshe. He redeemed them. The Ashke Yos Anhein, and he watered, he gave to drink their sheep. Interesting, that Moshe, he did Moshe, this was practice. This was practice for redeeming. Moshe Rabbeinu over here, he was going to be the future leader, and Hashem now is coming to train him. Hashem now is coming, giving practice. This is boot camp for Moshe. Here is a society. Our society, everyone in this society in Midian are idolaters. They worship idols. Anyone that worships Hashem, serves Hashem, is considered to be a traitor and put in excommunication. And Moshe comes and he redeems them. The words are Ufe Rokinun, he pokod pokadati. This is redemption. Vayoshion, Moshe is coming out to redeem them. Moshe here is getting training, first-hand training from Hashem on how to redeem people that are in a bad situation. And he waters their flock. The Jewish people, they're the flock of Hashem, the Atem Tzoni. And here, and Vayoshion Moshe, the same way he's redeeming her, their children's redeeming everyone. Okay, Pasuk 18. Vatovono el Ruel Avihen. Okay, they come back, the daughters come back to Ruel, their father. Notice here he's not called Yisro. First it says, where does it say the word Yisro? It doesn't say Yisro. It does, he was the Kohen Midian, he's the great one of Midian, the Rav of Midian. And he has seven daughters. Vatavon they come out Ruel Avihen to their father. By the way, one of the Mepharshim, I think maybe it's Targum Yosef and Uzil, says that Ruel was their grandfather. There's a whole drasha. Who's Yisro? We learned that Ruel is Yisro. He had said many, many names. Like we always said, after each daughter, he declared the famous joke. After marrying off each daughter, he declared bankruptcy. Okay, that's a famous joke. Vatavon el Ruel avihen. So he came to Ruel, their father. Vayom, and he said, Madua mihartin bo hayom, why have you come back so quickly today? Who is the one who said this before? He's not the first one to say this. Yitzchak said this to.
Not Yitzchak.
Yitzchak. What? Right, Yitzchak said to Yaakov. Yaakov went to get the brachas. So Rivka said Yaakov, and she gave him the food, and she gave him the clothing to wear, dressed him up. And he went to Yaakov, went to Yitzchak for the brachas, and Yitzchak says, how come he came back so fast? So he said, Hashem, Hikra, Hashem, arrange things that should go very quickly. Hashem brought about that it could go quickly. All right, whatever it is, it says, why have you come bohayom? Why have you come back today? Okay, so what does Rashi say? Rashi says, there is no Rashi. What does the Targum say in this pasuk? Va'asa'a levas Ruel avuhon, and he came to Ruel his father, va'amar modein achisun l'neseyo modein, and he said to him, why have you come so quickly today? How come you, it's pretty just straightforward. Why have you come so quick today? How did you get to come home so early today? When we're talking about Soli, levas to Ruel avuhon, va'amar le modein achisun. Ochisun means, wait, that's a good question. Here it says miharten. Miharten means swift. Ochisun means early. So let me go look what it says here. Let's see what it says over here. No, it doesn't say anything here. I'm surprised. Oh,
the Rabbi, it's very good for us. Yaakov with his wives, with Rachel, and here is Moshe only the girls go to the water.
Yes, why is that so?
Yeah, it's a work.
In this case, I don't know, it's a good question. Did Yisro have sons? Do we know that Yisro has sons? Do we know that Yaakov did Lavan have sons? We know that later on, it says in Rashi says that when Yaakov came, when Yaakov came, then later Lavan gave birth to boys. His wives gave birth to his boys. But when he first came to Lavan, it doesn't say. I don't know. Maybe he did. Did Lavan have boys?
But did
Rivka? What?
But Lavan said that the minig hamakom was to give the bechira first.
Yeah.
That Leah was old.
But the Lava, Lazar is asking a question. Why is it that the girls are always found watering the flock? Why don't the men? How come we don't find men?
We know that because by Lavan, no one wanted to help Lavan. No one in the whole town, the Haran, was going to help Lavan. And obviously, he did not have boys.
How do you know he had boys? How do you know he had boys?
Because they would have done it. They would have taken the sheep to be watered.
Okay, possibly, but
why himself didn't go?
Why did he himself go?
He couldn't send the boys because he didn't have boys.
Why didn't he himself go? Let him himself go water the sheep.
Why? Because he had a daughter who was going to do the work for him.
That's not nice. Call Kavuda.
Was Lavan a nice guy?
Call Kavuda Bas Melech
Penina. Why didn't one of the other shepherds take care of Lavan's business?
No one liked him. He only had enemies.
Right, and they didn't trust him. They knew he promised to pay. I mean, never paid.
Oh.
Did you say this? You have Rabbanim who don't pay. Lavan was Rabbeinu Lavan.
He wore a big hat. Yeah, he's like he said Toyda Bashalashuris, Lavan, for sure. He said Toyda Bashalashuris. Okay, let's go. For sure. Koyrach, look, Koyrach were the best. Koyrach had, he really had a good costume, Koyrach. Right? Koyrach, call on Kula Kedoshim.
He had family, he had yichus, he had
Koyrach was the Groyser Rebbe. It's mamish in the pasuk.
Does it say Koyrach had girls? Koyrach did not have any girls. He only had boys.
I don't know. Who knows?
Unless the sons-in-law went with the shred and red.
All right, let's see.
But not the sons-in-law.
Well, the only thing I want to know is what happened to Korach Shviga? What happened to Korach Shviga?
Huh?
What happened? She was standing there on top of the hole and she said, I told you so.
She was applauding. She was applauding.
She said, I told you so. I told you so. You know, there's a joke, there's an old joke, you probably heard this. Now I'll tell you, Rabbi Lazer, there's a good joke. There was three people in Gehenna. There was a Lubavitcher, a Breslover, and a Litvak. A Litvak from the regular Litvish yeshivas. So they're sitting in Gehenna, they're burning up. In walks the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And he sees the Lubavitcher. He says, what are you doing here? How did you get here? Oh, Rebbe, I did these terrible averis. So the Rebbe says, tell me, did you learn the Kutei Sichos? Yeah. Did you come to my kever? Did you come to my kever? Yeah, did you do all the Lubavitcher Zachen? You do all the Zachen? Yeah. No, come with me. He grabs him and pulls him out of Gehenna. In walks Rav Nachman in Breslov, and he sees the Breslov of Chassid. What are you doing here? Rebbe, I did terrible averis. Tell me, did you learn Likutei Maran? Yeah. Did you go for Rosh Hashanah Uman? You go to Uman? Yeah. All the Breslov, he grabs him and pulls him out of Gehenna. Now, there are two versions what happened next. There's my version, which I'll tell you afterwards, and I'll tell you what they say in the Welt. What they say in the Welt, then I'll tell you my version. I tell everyone my version, and everyone tells me my version is much better. But they say that, then the Rosh Hashiva walks in. The Rosh Hashiva, and he sees the Litvish guy there. What are you doing here? I did this Avera, that Avera. So the Rosh Hashiva says to him, I told you so. Now my version is, the Rosh Hashiva walks in and says, what are you doing here? I did this. So he says, don't worry, I'm also here. So I'm like, which version do you like better? Mine or theirs?
There's another version, but that's censored.
All right, we're not going to... Use your imagination. All right, so by
Avraham stands by the.
Anyone has a bris milah doesn't go into Gehenna. Anyone.
No, he pulls him out.
Yeah.
So the breath of it has to look like, you know, become a breath of it, you know, you come out. No, I'm waiting for Avraham Avinu to pull down.
Ooh.
Says,
yeah.
I'd rather be pulled up by my payas.
All right. Weiter. Vayoshion over here, let's go there.
Listen, can I leave a battle a little bit? Did you figure out a computer for me?
I didn't even look. I have to get you on the list. You have to wait. You got to be patient. A good deal comes along very often. Okay,
I got to rush.
So then, I'm telling you, the best thing to do then is to go to Amazon. I'm telling you the truth. You go to Amazon, and just, there's good stuff there. And how much do you want to spend? You have to decide how much you want to spend. And then...
$500, even $900,
I have no problem. Yes, that's that. You can get a really top of the line for that. That you can get, you want to spend that kind of money, that you can get very, that's a lot of money. If you want to spend $500, you can get really, really good stuff.
Micro center.
That's what
I'm saying. Micro center, I can take my broken computers and pay $100, they'll fix it.
Okay, so then go there. So what do you want? So go there. I would buy new. It's not Kedai to go waste money on old computers. It's like it's 15 years old. If it's 15 years old, it's just really not worth it. It's just not worth it. Get yourself a new.
Okay, but I did data.
Whatever you have now. Or an old computer, or whatever, if it's 15 years old, you can replace the same exact computer that you have for not more than $100. Whatever was 15 years old, you can buy today the equivalent of what you had 15 years ago for $100. If you want to go spend another $200 and spend $300, you can get an unbelievable computer. And if you want to spend something like...
You're going to get an unbelievable one, and then we have to sit down and work.
Then you transfer it. Then you go, and you take your laptop... Take out the hard drive, and then you go buy a cable.
Okay.
So you can do it in the afternoon. You come bring your stuff there to the shul. Alright. Vatavo, no, they came el Ru'u el Aviv, la Yimadu Mezavu. Vatoma, they said, Ish Mitzri Yitzalim Yom Yadarim. Okay, back to Pasuk Yutes. So they said, Vatoma, they said, Ish Mitzri Yitzilanu Miyad Horoim. There was an Egyptian man that saved us from the shepherds. The Gam also, Dolo, Dolo, Lanu, Vayash, Yesan, and he drew the water for us, and he gave the sheep to drink. Now let's see what it says over here in the Halakha Rashi. Rashi Eliyah says, Vatomarna, there is no Rashi. Targum. Va'amoro Gavram, they said, a Gavra Mitzra, an Egyptian man. A Gavra means a man, Mitzra, Egyptian. We had this before. That it says Mitzra, doesn't say Mitzri. It says an hey at the end, Aleph, which means a man who is a citizen. According to what we learned yesterday, the word Mitzra means a citizen, a native of Egypt. So Moshe Rabbeinu basically, it's very interesting is that Moshe Rabbeinu, he disguised himself. That was a very big complaint against him. This isn't a complaint against Moshe that because you did not display your Judaism, you were not buried. He was not buried in Eretz Yisrael. Yosef said, I'm an Ish Ivri. And Moshe said, he made believe he was an Ish Mitzri. And because he disguised himself as this Mitzri, that's why he was not buried in Eretz Yisrael. Ish Mitzri.
How did he know he was Jewish?
What? How did he know? Who knows he's Jewish?
Moshe, how did he know he was Jewish?
Because you're asking a good question. I'm assuming that during the 40 years that he spent in Egypt, his parents told him who he was. He grew up in the palace. It says Vayetzi. It says in the beginning of the parasha, Vayetzi Moshe Vayar Besiv Lo Yisar. He went out to look at his brothers who were suffering.
It doesn't say it's his brother. It says
he roars. Rashi, we learned this yesterday. Let's go back. Rashi says, we learned this yesterday. Go back. No, we didn't do it. We'll go further. Vayetzei el echov. Rashi, yesterday. What does it mean, Vayetzei el echov?
Subjects of the king.
Right, he was a subject of the king. He grew up in the palace of Paro, and Basir raised him. But still, we have to assume that he knew who he was. And in fact, many of the Midrashim indicate that Basir converted. Basir, she went out l'rchoitz al hayam, Chazal da'ar, she went to mikvah. She went, on that day, she went to rebel against her father.
And Paro didn't know?
He did know. He didn't know. He told.
So why didn't he take care of it?
What? Why?
Paro knew that there was someone would be coming from the water. Paro eventually knew that Moshe was a Mishisu. If she called him Moshe, that means I pulled you out.
It goes to show that you can't control what goes on in your own house. That's exactly right. It goes to show you can't control what goes on in your own house. They showed yesterday. I saw a social media clip. A clip of this one of the big machas there on MSNBC, right? MSNBC, the most liberal station. So there's a woman there hacking away for about the vaccine for the last 2 years, hacking away and cursing everyone, the cursing people. And then she goes on television a couple of weeks ago, you can go find this, she's talking to people and she says to people on television, you know, I scheduled appointments for my children to get their next booster number 5, right? And my children, they said to me, we're not taking any. We took enough already. We took already enough boosters. We're not taking any more. So she said, she was going crazy. My own children. I scheduled appointments. We're up to booster number 5 now. How could they? She was mamish, had a meltdown on television that her own children were rebelling against her. Her own children didn't want to go take number 5. Okay, a child, by the way, we're not talking about an adult, okay? It's a different sugya. It's a different sugya about children. Okay, so the children, you know, she's like, how could it be? My own children, you know, like, okay, so it just goes to show your own household, you can't control what goes on. Someone showed me another video today. This is really very powerful. A guy who never, ever, ever shows me anything. He's totally, I didn't even know he has a smartphone. I'm surprised because he's a very yeshivish guy. He's not the type of guy. So he shows me this clip. I think I saw, I didn't pay attention to it, that they, in Cleveland, I think it was the Rosh Yeshivas of Mir. I don't know. They had like a tzaddik bolu ear. Like they have in Flapper sometimes, all a yeshiva descends upon the community. And every week, every shul is a representative of that yeshiva to go raise money. So said all these very heavyweights, Rosh Yeshivas, from very chashuva yeshiva, came to Cleveland to raise money. And they took over the whole Cleveland. They went to all the shuls. So a certain person went over to one of the Russians and says, Rashi, I want to tell you something. I'm about tshuva. I want to tell you how proud I am of my son. He's the first person in our family in 150 years to put on tefillin. Ben Achar Ben, 150 years. So the Rashiva, this very big, famous Rashiva, he says to her, please, sir, give me a bracha. Why? Why? I should give you a bracha? I'm not even religious. My son put on tefillin. Please give me a bracha. Why? You know, I have a son, and he doesn't wear tefillin. He stopped wearing tefillin. Look at this. You're not even religious, and you're very proud that your son was choizeh b'shuva and puts on tefillin. I'm a big Rosh Hashiva. Look at me. I'm wearing the big coat, the big hat, the whole works. I'm on the sign, tzaddik bolayir. I'm coming here to raise money. I'm behaving like I'm Amish to Gadol Ador here. Look, I'm the big Rosh Hashiva. You know what? I have a child who went off the derech, and he doesn't wear tefillin. Give me a bracha. Please, give me a bracha. Isn't it an amazing story, Meir? Meir, you here?
Absolutely.
So, Paro was the same thing. Paro is trying to destroy the whole Klal Yisrael. He's trying his very hardest. Genocide at its best. And here his own daughter says to her father, you're a Meshuggah. His own daughter says to the father, I don't care for your Meshuggah. You want to kill the people? Vateitz, it says at the beginning of the parasha, she went out Lirchoitz al Hayar. We didn't do this. This is before what we saw the part. I'll go back to what we learned to the pasuk. Here's the beginning of the second of Vatered Bas Paro. Here it is. It's on the screen. Lirchoitz al Hayar. She went out to bathe on the Yar. What does Rashi say? Al Hayar. Is the Rashi over here? It says al Hayar. Eitz al Hayar. Rabbi said Amr Holchos and Neilach Lelamos Holchos. No. Doesn't say this in Rashi, but there's a Medrash. There's a Medrash where she went out to go and to bathe herself from Avodah Zarah, to go say to her father, get lost. Your policies, your attitude towards Klal Yisrael is wrong. So in Paro's own house, the children rebel against him. So it's not a kasha that Moshe Rabbeinu was raised by Basia. It's not a kasha. All right, let's learn a few more minutes. Here's the orders over here in the Targum. The word sheiz vona is a very important word. This word is a very, very common word. Somehow this word, it keeps on appearing wherever you blink, this word, and it's the trail of hitzilanu. Hitzilanu. Shein zayin beis. Okay, Shays Shin Zayin Beis Nun Aleph means to save. In the English it says, he rescued us. Okay, it's translated different ways in different places. This is a very good word to commit to memory. This word, for some reason, always have this word. Wherever you blink, it's always reappearing. V'gam miyadero ayah ve'af midlo delo lana. He drew the water. V'ashke yos ono, and he watered the sheep. Okay, next pasuk. He said to his daughters, "V'ayoy." What a funny word! This is a very strange word, "V'ayoy," which in English it says, "Where is he then?" Where is he then? I don't know where they got that translation from. I don't even know how to translate this word. It means, Vayo means, where is he? There's, will you believe it? There's no Rashi on this word. Shocking, there's no Rashi. Targum on this word. Vayo Vamarni said, Liv Nose, Ve'on. Ve'onhu. Ve'onhu. Two words. Onhu. Where is he? Let's see the English translation. And where is he? Where is he then? Why in the English of the Pasuk did they say the word then? Where is he then? And why in the Targum, and where is he? Okay, whatever it is. Ve'ayoy. This is a very unique word. Ve'ayoy. Why did you abandon him? Where is he? Loma ze azavten esoish. Why did you abandon? And this is a very powerful word. The word ozav means to abandon. Kiren lo, call him. V'yoychal lochem, let him eat bread. Abandon? What does that mean? Let's say you're on the highway, chas v'shalom, and you get a flat tire. And you pull over to the side of the road. And some nice person comes along and stops and gets out of his car and changes your tire. You thank him. Maybe you'll give him a tip. You give him a couple of dollars. Thank you so much for helping me. And you go. That is called abandoning. Abandoning? Azavten. To Azav, the word Azav has a connotation. You owe him, and I've abandoned you. Amazing. What is the Musa Haskell? The Musa Haskell is, when someone does you a favor, you owe them. They're your boss for the rest of your life. You're indebted to them forever. So Moshe Rabbeinu did them a favor. And their father said to them, when someone does you a favor, you just don't say thank you and give them a tip. You're indebted to them. Take their phone number. Bring them home for a meal. Be kind to them. Why then did you abandon Esho'ish? That's an amazing thing. It's not for nothing that Yisro was Zoyche to be the Shver of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu, the man that went to Shemayim. There's no one greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Hayitochein, Yisro is his father-in-law. What zuchus did Yisro have to be Moshe's father-in-law? I don't know. But you definitely see an incredible midah. You see already a lot of good things about Yisro in this parasha. You see, number one, how he abandoned Avodah Zarah at great expense, to the degree where he was ostracized. He was put in nidui, excommunication. And here you see that he was a very big machanech. When it came to his daughters, he told his daughters, he did you a favor, you don't abandon him. Okay, let's see Rashi first. Let's see, there's a korban eat bread. So Rashi here says, Lomas Nazaftim, Hikir Barshu Mizara Shal Yaakov, Shahamayin Oilim Likrosoi. Is Rashi coming to address this? Rashi here said that he was makir that because when he came, the water rose, Moshe came to the well. Now it doesn't even say this. It doesn't say this detail in the pasuk. Over here, Rashi is coming to add on detail. It doesn't say that when Moshe came to the well, the water came forward. And therefore, if the water came forward, that means that he's a descendant of Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov Avinu, when he came to the well, the water came forward. And he doesn't really explain Rashi the word of why did you abandon. Okay, v'yoychal lechem. Shema Yisa Achas Mikem. Notice Rashi says Shema. Maybe. Why maybe? Who else is Moshe going to marry? Who else? Shema Yisa Achas Mikem. One of the daughters. Kamada at Amar Kiv Halechem Asher Oichel Lechem. It refers to marriage. Yosef said to Eishes Potifar, I have everything in this house. The only thing that I'm lacking is a lechem asher oichel. Okay, fine. Targum on this pasuk says, "Vamar liv nosei v'onhu l'lomo dinan Shevatin Yos Gavra. Why then did you abandon the man? Gavra Kiran Le Kolim the Yehul Lachma Kolim and eat bread. Kolim the bread. Okay, so it's not really explaining anything very much. Okay, maybe we'll just do one more pasuk. We have 1 more minute. Vayoyel Moshe Lasheves as which Moshe wanted, consented. Vayoyel means he consented. Lasheves as which to sit with the man. To say with the man, Vayitan is Sipar Vitali Moshe, and he gave him Sipar, his daughter, as he gave him Sipar, his daughter, to Moshe. Kirashi says, Vayoyel ki Targumoi. What does the Targum say? Targum says, Utsavi. What is the word Utsavi? It means to desire. To desire, to want. To desire. Moshe desired Lumisav in Gavra, Vihav Yost Sipara. He gave him Tzipar Vrate, his daughter, Lemoshe. Okay, what is it? That's a targum. So it means to desire. Rashi, Kitargumoi. It means Moshe desired. V'doimeloi hoyel no volin. You should want and you should desire. V'lu ho'alnu, if only. V'lu ho'alnu, the word ho'alnu means if only he will want. Ho'alnu l'daber v'drasha loshen olo. He took an oath. And what's the oath? Nishba lo shvo yozes v'midyan ki'in b'rishusay. Okay, so the other interpretation of him comes to where he took an oath. He took an oath that he will never leave Midian unless he gets permission. He took an oath. He took an oath. He's not going to leave without permission. So two translations of the word vayol either means he that he wanted utsavi, or it means took an oath, and he gave him tzipor as a Moshe. We learn here about the birth of his firstborn son. Why was he called Gershoim? I'm a ger in the land of Nachriya, of a foreign land. Rashi, there is none. Targum says, Vilidas bar, ukro yoshme Gershoim, are amar dayor ha vesi, I am a stranger, be'ara nuchro, in a foreign land. Okay, so what did we learn today? To summarize all of the Yesodos, we learned today, first of all, it's really more of a drush. You see over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is training Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming now to Midian. The first thing is training, boot camp. He has a job, sheep. He has to go give them water. Water the sheep. Klal Yisrael is Hashem's sheep. He has to save Yisrael's daughters. Yisrael's daughters are a mashal for Klal Yisrael. Everyone in Midian was an idolater. Yisrael rebelled against Avodah Zarah. He was ostracized. He was in Nidui, so were his daughters. And that's why they were persecuted. And Moshe came to save the victims of persecution. What happened at this well is a mashal, a microcosm of Moshe's mission for Klal Yisrael. And you see that over here also, Kiger HaYisi, the whole story of Klal Yisrael. They were gerim. They were gerim in Eretz Nachriya.
There's another one here. Why did they throw him into the pit?
Who threw him to the pit? That's a medrash. There's a medrash that says that...
Why did Yisrael reward Moshe throwing him in the pit?
So first of all, we did not learn that anywhere on this page. We did not learn anywhere in Rashi.
Saying, yeah, but it was...
There's a medrash. You're saying a medrash. Medrash is going to kill him.
Moshe is learning that Am Yisrael, if you're good, no matter how, if you do a taiva, you're good to the goyim, they'll always be, no good deed goes unpunished,
exactly. Okay, but that you have to know the whole story behind that. That's right. The story of Blaze story is that Yisrael wanted to kill him. Yisrael threw him into a pit. And then years later, Yisrael, he was in the pit for many, many years, many, very long time, and then he passed by and he saw that Moshe was in there. How did he get in there? So Yisro made an investigation and he discovered that his daughter every day would throw him, I'm making this up, would throw him potatoes.
Yeah, but that proves there was no Shriga.
So what did Yisro do? Yisro was a genius.
If a captive male, she would have married him off right away.
A captive male would marry him off? I don't
see. Yeah, the Shriga was there. She saw that they have a guy in the pit. She would have made a shidduch right away with one of the girls.
I hear what you're saying, but Yisro was a genius. What would you do? Yisro wanted to kill Moshe. he discovered that his daughter every day had rachmanis on him and would go there and throw him some peanuts to keep him alive. So Yisro, instead of taking his daughter and killing his daughter for disobeying him, Yisro says, wow, you really like him. You like him so much, you're willing to disobey my command that he should die in the pit and starve to death by disobeying me to feed him. It must be my daughter, you really like him. If you really like him, you should marry him. That's the lesson. That's the Musahaska. That's the Musahaska.
And but, also that this, your other daughter did not care.
Who knows? All right, we got to stop here. Ladies, thank you for coming. Okay, sorry for coming late. Have a good night, everyone. Everyone, thank you for coming. Take care.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Heshi. Thank you for coming. Good night, Heshi. Good night, ladies. Good night. Good night.